Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. Burglars who hit a Chanel store on the L.A.-Beverly Hills border were anything but subtle in the techniques they used to get inside.
The suspects drove a white Ford van, which jumped the curb and went right through the front door of the building. Then people got out of it, went inside, and began taking anything they could get their hands on. David Jackson and his wife were parked outside a hospital down the street, heard what they thought was a large plate glass window being smashed, and saw people running by with their arms full of goods.
These three people came running down this way. They were in dark colors, and they had hoodies on. And I remember telling the missus, I said, uh-oh, they're doing a smash and grab probably.
Police recovered the van less than a mile away. Investigators are now reviewing images from video cameras from inside and outside the store to see if they can identify any of the burglary crew that was involved. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, six of the Turpin siblings who were rescued in 2018 from a life of captivity in their parents' Paris home are now suing Riverside County and a private foster care agency. The youngest of the siblings claimed that they were victims of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse by a foster family they were placed with after they were rescued. That foster family has since been arrested, charged with multiple counts of abuse and neglect. Lawsuit, this one comes less than 2 weeks after another investigation into the care of the siblings found that they had been failed by the social services system. Number of COVID cases in L.A. and Orange counties continues to rise, leading to an increase in hospitalizations and COVID-related deaths. L.A. County is seeing its highest numbers of patients since late February, and if the county remains in the high virus activity level for 2 weeks, which it appears now inevitable, it will reinstate its indoor mask-wearing mandate. That's expected to happen next Friday. Health officials in Orange County note a majority of their patients, more than 83%, are unvaccinated. The FBI now working with the LAPD. They're trying to catch a murder suspect who's evaded capture for more than 2 years.
The fugitive is Omar Alexander Cardenas, charged with gunning down a man at a Silmar strip mall August 15th of 2019. The victim wasn't known to Cardenas, the crime recorded on security video.
Mr. Cardenas, who weighs approximately 400 pounds at the time of this incident, is captured on video walking back into the south parking lot. Cardenas is stopped approximately 30 feet in front of Dumas and fired 9 shots, one of which struck the victim in the head, resulting in falling to the ground face forward and dying at that location.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore, he says Omar Cardenas was 25 years of age at the time of the crime. He has dark brown hair, brown eyes, may have a beard. He's 5 feet 6 to 5 feet 7 inches tall and has gone by the nickname Dollar. LAPD asked FBI to add him to their most wanted list, believing the exposure will lead to his arrest. At police headquarters, downtown Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, a radio-collared mountain lion has been hit and killed by a vehicle. This happened on the 101 freeway in Woodland Hills. The male, known as P89, was just 2 years old, found dead early Monday along the shoulder of the freeway. This is between DeSoto and Winnetka. Officials with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area say he's the fourth lion in their study to die from a road injury so far this year. Meanwhile, a horse has now died in a training accident at Los Alamitos, seventh racehorse to die in a racing or training accident at the Cypress Track this year. One More Fly, the horse's name, two-year-old filly with no career starts, died Saturday. Earlier this year, state officials said Los Alamitos had taken a series of steps aimed at improving safety at the track following a spate of 4 horse deaths in an 11-day span. 11 horses died from racing or injuries, training injuries at the track last year, and it was briefly placed on probation back in 2020 due to another spate of racehorse deaths. L.A. residents have been dealing with water main breaks for years now, and there was yet another gusher. It happened early this morning in the heart of Hollywood.
It looked like a small river flowing downhill in the gutter near Cahuenga and Odin Street, where it pooled up near the 101. The little red car was partly submerged in the pool, and the people inside had to climb out, L.A. Assistant Fire Chief Dean Zipperman.
There were two female occupants that got trapped. They actually safely exited the vehicle and got on top of the roof of the vehicle, and they were able to be rescued by firefighters.
It took a couple of hours, but DWP crews finally got the water shut off. These water main breaks happen all over Los Angeles, and some residents claim there have been several of the incidents right here.
This exact same spot, yes. And I know that because a lot of the time there's a lot of mud left over as well. See, it's like very evident when it does happen.
He tells KNX they had a water main break here back in 2020 and again in January of this year, and they're hoping officials will come out and assess the situation. In Hollywood, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.